You know, I'm kind of curious whether you know anything about this, because I've been asking people and nobody seems to have an answer. And that's the issue of using LHRH agonists in women with breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically the issue of using monthly versus every 3 month formulations. How do you approach that question?
So if you're using every 3 month injections, we do know that there's patients that will break through on that. However, the convenience is so much greater for patients that if we're treating especially a patient with metastatic disease, I think it may be worthwhile. I mean, I think what I do is if I'm using it every 3 months, is just continue to monitor their hormonal status to make sure that they really remain in biochemical menopause.
Are there situations where you'll use ovarian suppression in the adjuvant setting?
I personally have not been using that in the adjuvant setting, no. Except we're participating in the SOFT trial, which is looking at the role of ovarian suppression either by itself or with an aromatase inhibitor for premenopausal patients. So if I have a patient I'm considering that, I would try to enroll them in the SOFT trial. But I don't use ovarian suppression off of study.